I'm Daisy Contreras for Illinois Issues. Hate-related incidents appear to have spiked in Illinois and the nation after the November election and the first few months in its wake. For this week's Illinois Issues in-depth report, Maureen McKinney looked at that situation and what's being done about it in Illinois.
Several of my sources have talked about the anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rhetoric that emboldened individuals with strong bias to express that in sometimes ugly ways after hearing that kind of thing in the campaign. Leisha Brooks' organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center, tracked hate incidences post-election, and here's what she had to say.
Post-election, it really seemed to echo the rhetoric that began during the campaign. You recall that it started with the anti-immigrant and anti-Mexican rhetoric with the whole build the wall. That was the initial thing that Trump came out with when he launched his campaign. And then that, then he moved to the Muslim ban. So it wasn't surprising at all that we saw that the primary motivation for the majority of the bias incidents that happened across the country, the number one motivation was anti-immigrant.
I asked Brooks' center to come up with a list of hate-related incidents that occurred in Illinois since the election, and it turned out to be a list of 56 events between the election and the end of March when I made the request. The list includes incidents throughout the state, such as the forced removal of Muslim women's headscarves, the placement of racist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic posters on campuses, the smashing of glass, and the placement of swastikas at a synagogue, and the defacement of a Quran at a suburban library.
So can you define what a hate crime is?
It's a criminal activity such as assault, battery, theft, and disorderly conduct against a specific individual or community because of race, color, creed, ancestry, gender, sexual orientation, physical or mental disability, or national origin. This is how Attorney General Lisa Madigan explains.
Hate crimes are something that is not just an attack on an individual, but it is a crime that is motivated with the goal of attacking a religion, somebody's race, somebody's way of life, and it is intended to have a broader impact as opposed to just harming an individual. It aims to harm a community, and that is why hate crimes laws were passed in the first place, but unfortunately we're seeing a circumstance in the United States right now where we need to be more proactive and engaged and responsive as law enforcement to make sure that this doesn't continue.
So in response to this rash of incidents, is there anything new that's being done here in Illinois to combat hate crime?
Governor Bruce Rauner in March announced a series of initiatives, such as the development of a statewide standardized training plan for local police and for the state police. It's being run through the Illinois State Police, the Anti-Defamation League, and the Illinois Law Enforcement Training Board. The plan also calls for expanding anti-hate crime education in the schools. In the statement in March, Rauner said he would order the Department of Human Services Director Janice Glenn to develop and implement a department policy to make sure complaints filed with the department that rise to the level of hate crime are referred to local law enforcement. Meanwhile, he's supporting legislation that would strengthen the hate crime law. Rauner says he will sign that bill, House Bill 2390, which was sponsored by Oswego Democratic Representative Stephanie Kifowit. Kifowit says the idea for the legislation was brought to her by Sadia Covert, a representative of the Islamic Center of Naperville. Here's what Covert had to say about the legislation, which was approved in the House.
We noticed that although Illinois had a good hate crime law, I felt like that the language could have been improved and tightened up a little bit more so it would be easier for police officers and other law enforcement officials and prosecutors to understand. HB 2390, I think, is a powerful bill in that it offers education for for people who commit hate crimes. It has a civil component where, you know, families can file a civil suit against the perpetrator. The thing about hate is that it's not, people are not born hateful. It's something that is developed over time, and it derives out of ignorance or a lack of knowledge.
So apart from this measure, what other initiatives are being considered?
Well, Attorney General Lisa Madigan is backing House Bill 3711, which was approved by both the House and the Senate and now goes to the governor's desk. Runner's representatives wouldn't say whether he would sign the measure, which adds stalking, cyberstalking, and intimidation as punishable hate crimes. Here's what Attorney General Lisa Madigan had to say.
And so in part what we did to update this for the 21st century was to make sure that we were capturing a number of the ways that people are committing hate crimes these days. So there's a significant increase in the use of technology, as anybody who spends any amount of time on the internet, on social media, can tell you. And so we made sure to include cyberstalking and certain acts of intimidation that deal with the increased use of technology to commit hate crimes.
And so does hate crime cover issues beyond religion from your research?
Yes. In addition to race and disability, other areas covered by the Illinois law are sexual preference and gender status, for instance. Here's what the Equality Illinois representative Mike Zuri had to say.
Violence has been a present, you know, condition in the lives of many LGBTQ people for years now. We know that in 2015, one-fifth of the hate crimes reported to the FBI were because of the victim's sexual orientation or gender identity. So a full 20% of the hate crimes in 2015 reported. And, you know, we know from Chicago Police Department statistics that there was a 20% increase in hate crimes between 2015 and 2016. And we know that the majority of hate crimes in Chicago between 2012 and 2015 were attacks on Black and gay men. So these, you know, there's been a lot of focus since the election on hate crimes across the country, as there should be. But the violence in LGBTQ people's lives has been a very present condition for as long as we've been coming out and being ourselves.
Zuri also expressed an idea about what might motivate someone to commit a hate crime.
You know, of course, there's hatred in the world of individuals who are different from, you know, the vast majority of society. There's also miseducation, misunderstanding. I think you see that when it comes to hate crimes against LGBTQ people. Sometimes folks fear and hate what they don't understand and what they don't know. So I think you see some of that.
I'm Daisy Contreras for Illinois Issues. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.